And welcome back for a third and final interview here on In Depth. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio is Tim Young, president and CEO of the Reno Phil. Tim, how are you, bud?
I am doing great. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing very well. I want to thank you for coming in. And, well, we're talking about a specific event, Rhythm and Rawhide.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little unexpected. You know, we're the Reno Philharmonic, and we play mostly, people think of us as playing classical music there in the Pioneer.
Right.
But, of course, we also do great events like Pups on the River, where we bring out the popular music. This year, we're doing a Woodstock theme that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we love to jump into some different genres.
Definitely, and this is the opportunity to do that. You're actually teaming up with the Reno Rodeo Foundation for this one.
That is correct. This is something that we have done for the last several years, and it is a neat chance to combine two of our community's most impactful nonprofit organizations.
Yeah.
You know, we have, of course, all sorts of services for youth around music, teaching them how to play the violin, providing opportunities for young people to hear the orchestra, and putting together our youth orchestras. And Reno Rodeo Foundation works with our community's youth in a really powerful way through things like their Denim Drive and the services for foster youth.
Okay, and this is just another opportunity for them to get involved.
Well, exactly. We get to combine the rodeo and the Philharmonic in a really spectacular way. On June 1st at the downtown ballroom, we're going to get together with a show of country music, pairing some fabulous music, some fabulous country artists, and the Reno Philharmonic.
Okay, very cool. So you're going to hear it in string form. We're talking about artists you would know. We're talking about Dolly Parton.
Exactly.
Kenny Rogers.
And Johnny Cash. I mean, things like Friends in Low Places, Harper Valley PTA, Ring of Fire, Jolene. This is music everybody knows and loves.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, people need to get their tickets for this event. How can they do that?
They can go to rhythmandrawhide.org. Those tickets are, because this is a fundraiser, for both organizations, so tickets start at $250 per person. However, for that, you have a fabulous night starting at 6 p.m. with cocktails and opportunities for all sorts of fun and games. Then a great dinner provided by the folks at the Silver Legacy starting at 7. And then the show at 8, which is going to be unbelievable.
Totally. And Reno Phil, while we have you here, what other things do you have on the docket that you're really excited about? Future events and so on.
Oh my goodness. We're just getting ready for our summer lineup. July 4th, we'll be down at Wingfield Park for a free family event celebrating all things American for July 4th. Then we come back on July 13th with Pops on the River with that Woodstock theme.
Right on.
And then this year, we have a couple of special things. On August the 3rd, we're going to be back in the Pioneer, but with a show of Broadway. A couple of great Broadway artists singing classic Broadway with the orchestra.
Wow.
And then, of course, we're back this season. We're just wrapping up with our 50th. And so here we go with year 51. It's a great season, and you can hear all about that or see all about that at renophil.com.
Beautiful. And before we started recording, I kind of got your background a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to get your background on air about
sure.
how you got involved with Reno Phil, what kind of musician you are as far as that goes.
Absolutely. So I'm a viola player, and I actually grew up in New Zealand, which people are surprised by because I've kind of lost my accent.
Yeah. But there's certain words that I hear, and I'm like, I think there's a little
yeah.
Kiwi going on.
Well,
there.
I've been in the States for 30-something years and happy to be here. I love it here in Reno. I've been here for 16 years.
Wow.
But I was viola playing and teaching and enjoying that work in way back in Texas. But I had the opportunity to get into orchestra management, and it was something that I'd done really all the way since I had begun playing. I also was the person organizing the events, and that's what I tell people when people come up to me and say, so, you know, would I like being the manager of an orchestra? And I say, well, put on a concert and see if you like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because,
exactly.
You know, you got to figure it out.
You got to immerse yourself.
You do. And you've got to find out whether you enjoy this process. You know, you're creating a program. You're figuring out how to make enough money to pay for it.
Right.
You're promoting it so that there are people in the seats and that they have they've been told exactly what they're going to hear and that they show up at the right time. then you got to organize the musicians, make sure it's all great, sell the tickets, and then it all happens. And happily, I love doing this, and we've had so many great concerts with the Reno Phil.
Really cool. And one of those recent concerts, you went to Elko.
Yes, we did.
Such a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. And it's great in this context, thinking about Rhythm and Rawhide, because, of course, the cowboy poetry out there at the Western Folklife Center is really one of our state's great cultural institutions. You know, mm-hmm. this music has deep roots in our state, and we're happy through Rhythm and Rawhide to bring some of that to the stage. But yeah, we had the chance to take the Reno Phil on tour to Elko, and that was neat. The orchestra members love the opportunity to get out of town.
Right.
Of course, they sound great. And actually, Elko has a super convention center. The space is really underused, doesn't get a lot of performances. So we're happy to be able to go out there and do that. We had a reasonably full hall, and everybody out there was just so grateful that we had brought the orchestra out and we're playing. We played Dvorak's New World Symphony, as well as the piece we just commissioned, Transcend, based on the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad.
Yeah.
It was a great night, and it was really fun to get out into to rural Nevada. We also, my wife and I, then went up hiking in Lamoille Canyon, which of course got burned last year.
Right.
But it's still just spectacular to get out into Nevada's wildlife.
Views are beautiful, and actually, you just made me think of that Transcend piece. It's a huge honor that's going on with that, right?
It is. We played the world premiere just about 2 weeks ago. And starting over the next week, actually, the Utah Symphony and Opera are going to be playing it. And following on from that, 11 other orchestras across the United States will be playing this piece. This is a piece that the Reno Phil commissioned.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to celebrate our 50th and the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. Mm-hmm. Once we had created the project and identified the composer, we started talking to other orchestras and realized that was a really important national event.
Yeah.
And so all these other orchestras have come in on the project, and they'll be playing it over the next year. And every time on the program book, and hopefully we've prepared a video to be played before the performance, and there we are talking about why this particular event was so important to Reno.
Beautiful. And way to put us on the map when it comes to the rest of the country.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So let's reiterate, Rhythm and Rawhide is June 1st, you said?
June 1st at the downtown ballroom. Go online, rhythmandrawhide.org, and you'll see all the details. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great night. Fundraising for two amazing organizations and enjoying dinner and a great show.
That's fantastic. So what money is going to go toward? Tell me again specifically.
The money goes to the Reno Rodeo Foundation, okay, and all of the work that they do with our city's youth, and also to the Reno Philharmonic and all the work that we do with in music education.
Beautiful. We need music education, speaking from a personal standpoint.
Absolutely. Every child deserves the chance to learn how to play an instrument. And we have to have special thanks for our presenting sponsor, Dolan Automotive Group. It's the first year for the Dolan Automotive Group to be supporting this event, and we are so appreciative of everything they do for us and our community.
All right. Well, thank you to them.
Thanks.